It is the 11th day of September 2014. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's USDA Report Day. On the phone line, as usual for a Thursday, is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. What a number USDA released for the corn figure this morning. How did the trade react after they saw the 171 bushel to the acre corn crop that's staring them in the face, Dan?
Well, it initially acted real bearish to it because it did come in, I think total production was maybe 100 million more than what the trade was looking at, and the average yield was a bushel. And the market was already down, trading roughly 4 cents or so, with the day traders, you know, pushing the market around before the report. And then we just went ahead and collapsed, you know, on down into that 9 to 10 cent range. But I think here at the end of the day, the market came back and kind of closed in the mid range. So, you know, I think the market wasn't totally shocked, and it wasn't totally all new news, because we did see, you know, the larger number from the SC Stone Group here about a week or 10 days ago. So nothing was really outside of what the trade had already seen before.
When you looked at the numbers, did anything look particularly out of place for you? And we have now a 2 billion bushel carryout on a yield of 171.7 bushels to the acre. And I think the harvested acres, in fact, I know they did not change this month.
Well, I think the bear will probably argue that demand is fairly lofty on USDA's balance sheet to come up with a 2 billion bushel carryout. So I think there's going to be some resistance from USDA's demand numbers. But, you know, those are guesses at this point in time, and we'll have to see how the Southern Hemisphere weather pans out. But I think general consensus is USDA is probably a little lofty, maybe on the demand side of the equation. Now, I think the big discussion point between now and the October crop report is going to be what USDA will do with planted and harvested acres on the October report, and then you may even see some revisions on the November, and then maybe even on the final report on January. You know, Informa Economics, the well-respected consulting firm out of Memphis, Tennessee, argues that based upon their analysis of the FSA numbers that were released in August, that USDA's planted and harvested corn acre number could be 2 million too high. They think that maybe USDA's soybean number could be 1.3 million acres too high. Now, we're going to get a new set of those numbers, or an updated set of those FSA numbers come Monday. So we'll see whether or not, you know, the Informa Group keeps with their current estimate of acreage reductions, or we'll have to make upward revisions or maybe some downward revisions. We'll have to see that. And that'll be what the trade will probably wrestle with. I just did some quick multiplications, and if you would assume Informa numbers are correct, or they think that there's a 2 million acre drop in corn coming at us in harvested acres and planted acres, the October report, you could actually bump up the yield a little over four bushels per acre and still keep total production the same. So that kind of implies to me that we may be looking at the largest production number today, even if the yield does go up. If the acres do come down, then we could be looking at the largest production number. The other argument is that USDA did do a record jump from the August to September yield, going up about 4 point, the, I don't know how many bushels did we go up, about 4.3.
I think.
So, you know, a large chunk of the big jump from August to October is already probably placed into the marketplace. So, you know, there's reason to believe that the production number we saw here today might be the biggest of the year. And if that's the case, then the market will start trying to trade a sideways trading range. I mean, that's probably the debate among chart people is, somewhere in here, we're going to have to start turning sideways, build a base. The question is where does that base building begin? Does it begin at, you know, $3.30, $3.10, $3, whatever? And then how wide a range is it going to be? Now, if you do the same pencil work on soybeans, that the yield could actually jump up 0.7. You could take the national average yield all the way up to 43.7 on beans and still keep production at the same level here published here on the August report or on the September report. So, again, I think Monday's report is going to be real controversial, and the trade is going to, you know, argue back and forth. But based upon correlations of past reports, and that there's room for acreage adjustments to come downward in both corn and soybeans.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us, and have a good day there in New Orleans.
Same to you.
Dan Zwicker, of course, is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Very quickly, I'll be in Mount Vernon this evening at the Farm Credit Illinois office if you want to join us. We'll have Matt Bennett, who you'll hear a bit later in this program, along with us, and Pete Manhart and Gary Schnittke. We'll take the ARC and PLC program up, and of course, USDA's reports this afternoon, or rather from this morning, that in Mount Vernon tonight.